WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There are many anxieties connected with having your first child, not the least of which is picking a name. Today, linguist Jeffrey Nunberg tells us about the choice of Sophie.
As soon as we knew it was going to be a girl, we started looking for a name in earnest. Men's names are like men's ties. There are only about six of them, and you run into the same ones over and over again. Bob, Bill, Steve, Tom, Bill, Steve, John, Bill, Mike. Whereas girls' names are like women's fashions, more fanciful, more varied, and much easier to screw up on. Naming a girl child is sort of like buying a trousseau 20 years in advance. I wanted something vaguely old-fashioned and Middle European, sort of a feminine version of Max or Emil, which would sidle up nicely to Nunberg. But my wife is French and wanted something that worked in that language as well. She vetoed Louise and Paula, which was probably just as well. I told her that Geraldine might be very well in French, but that it was out of the question in America so long as there are people alive who remember Flip Wilson. We toyed with Isabel and Adele, then hit on Sophie, which seemed an ideal solution. Sophie for the new world, Sophie for the old. I had the first inkling that there might be a problem when my friend Greg the painter was out visiting from New York. Greg is my pipeline to the cutting edge. He asked me if we had a name for the baby yet. Then, before I could answer, he said, "Wait, don't tell me you're going to call her Sophie." I was taken aback, to put it mildly. "How'd you guess that?" "Look," he said, "these things are in the air. You could be in a cave in Alaska for 10 years, and then your wife gets pregnant, and you say, 'I've got it, we'll call the kid Blair.'" I tried to put this out of my mind, but it made me nervous. And then, just 2 weeks before the baby was due, we were watching an episode of 30-something, where one of the characters had gotten herself a cat and named it Sophie. I began to fear that we'd hit on the Jennifer of the 90s. Strange the way the collective mind works. Here are all these prospective parents poring over name books while they practice their breathing. They've spent all their lives being ruled by language, constrained to call things by the names that other people gave them. Now they have the opportunity to label one little bundle of reality with whatever name strikes their fancy. And as if by magic, they all stop on the same page. I thought about what it would be like in nursery school with two or three other Sophies, a Lindsay and a Chelsea, and a clutch of Chloes and Zoes with diarises dancing over their curls. And what would happen 40 years later? Was Sophie going to be one of those names that are so tied to a particular decade that they wind up as markers of dowdy middle age, like Mildred, Ethel, and Flo? We went with Sophie anyway. Even if it turns out to be trendy, she'll make it her own. You only have to look at her to know that. After all, Doris Day is no ordinary Doris, and Audrey Hepburn makes you rethink Audrey. And whatever you associate with Marilyn, you make at least one exception. Sophie Nunberg, you heard it here first.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.